seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him. And,
yep. Most regrettable.
This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite people ever. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. She can handle many of your legal needs, divorce, custody, land deeds, you name it. And if she can't perform the legal task you need, she will refer you to the best person for the job. Give her a call today at 870-642-4462 or stop by. She's on the north side of the courthouse, on the square in historic downtown Dequeen. Utilize her 20-plus years of experience, and you will never look back. A huge thanks to all the support she gives us for sponsoring Regrettable. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Fine. No Twitchbook Live this time.
Not immediately.
Not immediately, at least.
Sorry.
Well, it's the Regrettable thing.
Hey,
and
guys.
We're doing that now.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Yeah. We got to be quick on this one today because we got another one of those live appearances.
Stupid live appearances.
We're doing a barbecue one this time.
Nice.
Barbecue joint.
Y'all like barbecue?
Sure.
Love it. Love
yeah.
it. I hate it.
Yeah?
One of my least favorite groupings of foods
yeah.
of all time.
Yeah.
What
is it about it? Or just like the fatty meats and the...
Well, I'd just say if you were to take one look at Jay, you'd probably think he's a vegan.
This is true.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That was
offensive.
I deserve that.
Yeah, he's crossed the line.
He's got the eco-friendly sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
It's made from
you
hemp.
You were with me when I purchased
yeah,
this,
I was.
Actually. This is the most expensive sweatshirt I've ever purchased in my life because I did it on the fly.
Is like, that Kanye's?
Yeah, exactly. It is a Yeezy sweatshirt. Yeah, How'd you guess?
They sell them at Dillard's. Dillard's, man. That's what a place to overcharge on.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's like the same stuff. Exactly. We saw Champion at Dillard's. Champion
like at the
sweater.
Top shelf.
Yeah.
It's like what?
Like the same Champion sweater that you saw at Target
or
Walmart for $11 is now
$80. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's inflation for you.
That was the Yeezy hoodie that came out a few years, but it had no distinguishing
yeah.
logos yep. on it or nothing. Maybe the tag
right.
said something about Kanye West and how he sucks.
Yeah.
It was like $120, $200, something like mm-hmm. that. I forget what it was when it first came out. It was expensive, and it was literally just a Champion
yeah.
hoodie.
And now it's thousands.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
They had he had the white plain tees as
yeah.
well, just the t-shirt.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Made in the same small and pop Chinese factory
yeah.
that you get all the rest of your Walmart yeah. crap from.
I like it. Here's the thing about releasing episodes on Friday. There's like a big thing that happened that took the world by storm, but it happened Sunday.
Right.
So now Joe Rogan already talked about it. Darn it. But we will still beat Bill Maher.
Okay, cool.
So
that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters, I guess. It's incredible how many times we did a podcast and then go to watch the Bill Maher later, and it's the same thing that we talked about.
Yeah, once you like deleted half of an episode
yeah.
Because you thought that maybe it was off the mark a little bit, and mm-hmm. then we see Bill Maher
yeah.
go and do the same bit.
Yeah.
He was listening in on Twitchbook Live.
That's true.
Or something.
It was the same bit. If only we were hooked up with HBO.
Right.
yeah.
To protect us from the cancellations.
Well, we're not all corporatized.
No,
and all
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've
yeah.
still got the local, you know, vibes
That's
and all that.
Right. That's right.
We haven't sold out.
Yeah, we got integrity over here.
Yes,
all exactly. Right.
But we will sell out.
Yeah,
if you're listening, you got an offer.
Somebody recently came up to us and said they wanted to buy us. Whatever happened
yeah,
to
what
that?
Happened to that? Yeah, oh, that was yeah. out of Texas.
I'm waiting.
Yeah,
trust
yeah,
that stuff.
No, not Texas. No. That's the thing.
Hey, we will sell out to Texas.
Yeah, but that would have to be a higher. I'd rather sell to Oklahoma or even Arkansas. Texas, it's just something about Texas. If you've if you're listening and you don't live there, you know exactly what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Right. Yeah,
we
yeah,
were
yeah.
in Texas recently, and we had to say goodbye to our mother. who had been here for about 6 weeks. She helped out a lot with the baby situation and just all of our morale, and it was a very, very fun, great visit. It was nice and long, yeah. But
nice and long.
Yeah, it was still sad to see her off, but glad she's home safe.
Dude, I had some of the best interactions with your mom.
Yeah.
at the party.
Right. Watching how drunk I was.
No. Yeah. I mean, you. But that was the part that I maybe possibly envied a little bit even.
Oh.
Was you two's interaction throughout that entire time, because you guys were obviously two peas in a pod, just jamming to the music, whatever mm-hmm. song was on. Your mom was singing along to yeah. just about everything that came on the air, rap, rock, it didn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Skrillex is her favorite.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
She was singing that Rammstein song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. And then some old hip hop song pops on and she's singing along with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm yeah. like, dang, dude.
She got good music taste.
Yes, yes, yeah. definitely.
We had a great party on last Saturday for Patrick's birthday. Yeah.
I loved it. 35. It 30 fun. Fizzle, my sizzle.
Yeah.
Officially middle-aged.
Yeah. I guess so,
I bought
yeah.
a motorcycle.
Damn. Yeah, you're halfway to 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I didn't think
yeah.
about it that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
That's pretty crazy.
How do you feel, though?
Old.
Yeah, you nah. got, like, you got baby keeping you up at night. Birthday, like milestone birthday. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's been weird. Like it was baby 10th wedding anniversary
That's
of
right.
my wife, and then hitting 35. It's very like my mind has just been like bouncing back and forth like a ping pong. Like because I feel old, but I also feel very young, because there is nothing that'll make you feel younger than staying up all night. And
yeah.
usually when you're younger, it's because you partied, had a really good time. Now it's because I'm wiping a baby's ass all night yeah. long.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Did you get some in your beard recently?
way to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Patrick shaved and it's really weird.
Oh my goodness, I can't stop looking at it.
I will blame the baby, yes,
yeah.
For the lack of any facial hair whatsoever. And here's the thing, listeners, okay, is that when I grow a beard, it takes me half a year
yeah.
to do it, all right? And even then, it's still a mirage. Like in pictures, people are like, you didn't have no facial hair. Because
you just got dirt on your face.
Yeah, right. You can't really capture it on camera.
I see
It's
that.
Like a Skyrim character,
yeah.
you know? Yeah, you can't tell if it's mud or a beard or
yeah.
something. But, early this morning, I was like, I need a little trim. It's getting a little pubic-y on my face. need a little trim. And then the baby started crying, so I set the buzzer down. And when I got the baby all settled down like a true man.
Yeah.
Whooped their ass.
Yeah.
And put her back to beat her into sleep.
Yeah.
Went back into the bathroom to finish trimming. Didn't realize I'd knocked off the little attachment
the guard.
On the head. The
oh,
guard.
No.
Yes. And so I put it right up to my face, like shaved off half my mustache, half my goatee before. Because I didn't even realize. So I looked down and I was like, that's a lot of hair in the sink.
Yeah.
And then I looked up in the mirror and I was just like, yeah.
My.
I look like a Picasso painting.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, man.
Yeah.
Well, here I am.
Yeah.
I'm going abstract today.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Beard mishaps are the worst.
Let me just...
True.
Yeah.
Yes. That was... Whoa. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. You can't... Oh,
wow.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's hurting.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hurtful.
Yeah,
I mean, you do
like
look
all the zits and blackheads underneath it.
You do look good without a beard, like a little more professional, definitely younger. But
right.
I can
the hair
understand.
Does not match the no beard,
right,
though.
Right, right.
Yeah,
yeah. It is. And he mentioned that, like, now your hair looks longer because
yes.
you don't have a beard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You almost shaggy. Almost.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
hair is almost shaggy.
From
but
like Scooby-Doo shaggy.
No,
yeah.
no, no.
yeah.
Zoinks. But yeah.
You asked me this morning, like, you're growing your hair out? Dude, I've been growing my hair out for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're
the
right.
The beard just covered it up.
Yes. And I'm in this awkward stage.
The question was not, has your hair been growing the entire time I've been working with you? The question was, are you doing it on purpose? That was the question.
Well,
are you gonna let it grow long, like... Long, or are you gonna just kind of? I'm not really cutting it right now.
I'm kind of a little Sam Elliott thing.
Okay,
is my yeah. goal. Yeah,
what
from Roadhouse?
Yeah,
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 exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
beautiful.
What I'm talking about.
Absolutely
beautiful. I'd marry that man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But it
may have masturbated to that man at some point in my life.
Haven't we all? I mean,
I'm a Dalton man.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's 50-50. I want to be Sam Elliott. The others, I'm just lazy.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And I feel like I might have insulted my barber the last time I was
yeah.
there. So I've been like. like dreading going back.
I hate haircuts. One of the worst things that on the planet. Yep. I hate it as like a to-do. I hate it as an errand.
Don't
I
we
hate
all?
Sitting in the chair. Yeah.
I mean, I hate shaving my head. I'm bald, obviously, if you don't know.
Right. Yeah. That noise you heard when Patrick slapping his face, he could do that with the top of his head. There it is.
I know that you don't appreciate people rubbing your head because we had somebody do that to you not too long ago, and I was like, I will do my best to make sure that person is never around you again.
I
did not witness this.
I don't remember that.
It was before you got there.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Was I intoxicated enough to allow this to happen?
It was one of those fire pit moments.
Yeah. Yes. I see. Yes. I remember. It's okay.
I heard about it. Yeah. I heard about it.
Okay. Just for the record, and this
stays between
this
us.
Will not get out.
Yeah. Is this getting cut out?
No. The one man that could get away with that because he has two men that protect him at all times. Mm. You know what I mean? And I'm not getting in the way of Jay Lindley and his prey. No. Not directly.
Yeah.
Not directly, but indirectly.
Gotcha.
The protection is indirect. Y'all understand that, right?
Yeah.
I don't think if there was a fight broke out, I don't think I would interrupt ultimately, but I would never because of. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
gentlemen, watch the felt.
Yeah. Now, I'll just say real quick, and I know we're really talking out of context on a lot of things here.
Everybody's like, God, just say it, guys.
If I had seen it, I would have asked him to leave.
I got you.
That's how I felt about that situation. Missed it. I always miss all these things.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a very unperceptive person.
No, only as the host. When you're hosting, even if it's just the fire pit,
that's true.
But you got to
do a lot of things, though.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of things.
There's a lot of people there. You're trying to be host to everybody.
I was probably serving hors d'oeuvres at that point.
Yeah, or getting firewood.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember exactly.
This platter with champagne.
Exactly.
You witnessed one of the last fire pits we had. One of our friends, he's a close talker, and he gets right in on you and he tells you nothing but stories where he beats somebody up, and the whole time he's like, so I went like, and he's like, beating you up
a half inch in your face. And I loved it because he had you cornered. There was like a fire. There was a stack of firewood, like a whole rick. And then like chairs and stuff. And you were like leaning back, trying to do your best to get away. I almost said something, but I was having so much fun watching your just uncomfortableness that I was like, nah, let's see how this plays out.
Every time I took an inch back, he pursued me. Like every time, to the point where I was backed against the tree and the rick of wood just like, I have nowhere else to go.
If he hits me, he hits me at this point.
After I had my fun, I was like, Jason.
Yeah.
He's like, get back, dude. Come on.
I only brought that up because you hosting the fire pit noticed that interaction.
Yes.
You did notice that.
Yeah, I did notice that. I didn't know the head. I didn't notice the head rubbing, and I would definitely been like, all
right.
You had your fun. You rubbed the cue ball.
Right.
Or the magic eight ball. And your reading says, get the fuck out of here.
That's hilarious.
The having the bald head for people to rub is probably like people with glasses. Like people think they could just come up to you and just try on your glasses rub your head. You know,
I got to a black woman's hair.
I got into a fight too. Due to a man's glasses. Yes,
I want to hear it.
His name's Kenneth Smith. Love the man to death. Matter of fact, he probably would whoop me to this day because he pursued mixed martial arts way before I did.
Yeah.
But
seems like everybody is nowadays.
I know.
Or more people than
now that I have. Everybody.
Yeah.
No, I was kidding. But it was sixth grade. We all came from the fifth year center to this middle school and Webster Middle School. And he was the tough kid in his class in fifth grade.
Yeah.
I guess I was, you know, just the kid that you didn't mess with me. You know what I mean? Not as much as the tough kid, but I was not the one to
get dunked on.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, that's a great way to put it. I was just athletic enough people didn't try me, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Good point. So Kenneth coming from a different school or a different part of the fifth year center, me coming from a different part, we were the big man, if you will, on the totem pole in our respective areas. We're now in the same class. Things were said in something in one class. We were like, let's take it outside, you know? But we neither one of us were looking for a fight because we didn't know. You didn't know. If you're looking for a fight, you think you're going to whoop the dude, right?
Right.
If you're not really looking for a fight, but you're not going to back down, you may you got respect for his possible abilities.
You may get your ass kicked.
He may get your ass kicked. So it kind of died down at that point because everybody's like, ooh, you know, Jalen Land, Kenneth Smith, they talking about fighting afterwards.
Yeah, this is gonna be like Godzilla and Mothra.
Yeah, yeah. It's the biggest pay per view event of the year.
In the halls after science class and Miss Greenwood's class. But so we walk out and I go straight to my locker and I'm like, at this point, I'm gonna let it die. It's gone, and I don't want to get whooped if that's going to be the case.
Right.
And his locker is literally right next to mine, on my right. And my locker opens to the right. His locker opens to the left, so the doors open to each other.
Clack together.
They could clack together. So I'm into my locker, and bang, locker door bangs into my locker.
Yeah.
I'm
passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's not going to let it die.
Yeah, you just played yourself.
You just played yourself, bruh. Yeah. He's not going to let it die. And I was like, all right, let me, you know, because they pushed way over. I mean, now I can't really even get in my locker. So I'm like, I open it back up.
Like two people fighting over an armrest.
And then the armrest, you know, the locker door opens, hinge.
The fight.
A battle begins. So ultimately, I pulled mine almost all the way closed, so which kind of allowed him to have free reign. And then he kind of pulls his back to where it should be. And I slam mine open, which slams into his, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I didn't realize he had reached in, so his face was right there where, and it, bam, it smacks him in the side of the head, left side of the head. Glasses go flying.
Oh, he had glasses?
Nerd. He's the toughest kid with glasses ever you ever met, I promise you. If Gaethje put glasses on, that's what this dude looks like. So glasses go flying, and he bends over and puts his hands over his face. You know, puts his face
sign
in
of
his
weakness
hands.
Right there.
Well, or sign of he got blasted by he got
show
blasted
their submission.
By it. So then I look down. He's bent over, so I shut the door. Bell rings immediately, so I'm like, all right.
Oh, bell ring, like time to box.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly, right?
Now you're late for class.
Exactly, now you're late for class. So I start walking. I get about 6 feet from him, and at that point, he slams his locker, bull rushes me, and jumps on my back, and the fight is on. Just so happened, that was the 8th grade, aisle. So we're 6th graders in the 8th grade area where they just go to the extra classes, the special classes, if you will. The tough kids that couldn't hang out with the, you know, regular folk, I guess is what the best way to put that.
The autism classes.
So we we just got to a fight in front of the oldest, meanest kids in the area, right?
Oh yeah.
So ultimately I kind of throw him over my shoulder. Give him the old 1-2 in the face. Teacher grabs me off of him, and he's bleeding from getting hit by the door
locker.
From the locker, not by me by any means. So the teacher, you know, pulls this apart. All these huge eighth grade kids is like, "Yeah, get him, Jay. Great, you know, you did it." Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm feeling top of the world or whatever. And then we're sitting there, and I'm like, so it's just the two of us. Now we're going to the principal's office. I'm sitting there at the principal's office, and I'm like, bro, you know, I let it go. He was like, nobody does that to me. I was like, so why jump me, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, nobody knocks my glasses off. Ever.
Never.
So after that, and again, I got the cred. At that point, nobody messed with me in the 6th grade again.
Nice.
For the cred.
All right.
Now,
job
seventh grade
well
was
done.
A whole new story. I got bullied every day, and I deserved it, obviously, now that I tell that story.
Man.
Sorry about
good old story. Good old high school fight, or school fights, rather. Yeah,
that
elementary. That's where most people have most of their fights, I believe, once they're out of school, you know, unless you're looking for them. You know, that's where most people are like, yeah, I fought a couple times, you know, no big deal. 5th grade.
Yeah.
That's where I fought Rahanala. That was my magnum opus.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, 5th grade.
Nice.
Yeah, America versus Iraq. I took part in that war.
In Canada?
In Canada. Yeah. That was the setting.
That was the battleground.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, we got rid of mom, took her back to Dallas, and that's when we were in Texas to loop back to why I'm not going to sell out to Texas.
And Dallas is Texas.
Dallas is definitely Texas. Dallas is a weird place for sure, but we talked about this on the show, but I want to reiterate it. You know the thing about people with pamphlets? That's what I want to get into.
Pamphlets?
Yeah, people with pamphlets, all right? They just think they can just walk up and you're going to take the pamphlet, all right? And I've never taken a pamphlet in my life. I've rejected every pamphlet that has come to me, you know? And people, what?
Nothing.
All right.
Here, read that. Read the...
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I did not mean to...
Yep. That's too meta, Jay.
Too meta.
It's too meta.
My fault.
I was in... we were in Texas, in Paris, Texas, and a gentleman approached with a bunch of banana bread, trying to sell them for the prison or something, I don't even know, and trying to hand me a pamphlet, and said no thank you, no to the pamphlet. I do this motion when somebody tries to give me a pamphlet.
Right.
Yeah.
Halt.
You know, that exactly that motion. Nah. Like, have you guys ever had somebody, you know, they just believe that you're going to take it, you know?
In Vegas? In Vegas, it's the people popping the porn. They're basically little porn advertisements, I guess. But they'll like pop them in their hands and stick it in your face when you walk by. Same setup, except
I might take one of those pamphlets. I mean, it's porn on it.
That's a completely different story
right there.
I saw in Jamaica, a lot of people, you know, the natives come up to you and you give you a handshake and you shake their hand, and then all of a sudden you have a bag of drugs in your hand. Ooh, afterwards.
Yeah.
You
know? That's a different kind of pamphlet also.
Yeah.
It's cold calling. It really is what it is,
right.
You know? And, you know, I would always politely hand the drugs back because I'd already bought some.
Yeah,
I didn't need more.
Yeah,
so,
exactly right.
But I'm a good person. I take the pamphlet.
You take the pamphlet?
I don't care about it. I'll take the pamphlet.
What are you meant to do with it?
I'll read it next time I use a bathroom. It's something to read. In my back pocket? I don't have to read the shampoo bottle this time.
For me, it harkens back to like in high school when somebody would hand you an empty Coke can, be like, hey, could you hold this for a second? And then they'd refuse it again. So now it's your garbage to deal with.
Trick.
Yeah. No, I don't take the pamphlet.
You want a drink?
Exactly.
It's already got the tab in the can.
Yeah.
And it rattles. Yeah. You're like, oh, God.
Exactly.
You got me.
I would have bought the banana bread if I had the money. Like, I love the banana bread.
Right.
I don't know what it is. This is like a nationwide occurrence where like people who are on parole, is that part of their parole now where they have to sell banana bread?
Yeah. They steal it from somewhere and sell it.
Right.
Exactly.
Make it from a little old lady
who
specializes in banana bread. Yeah. They gank it from her.
I got tricked one time bad with that stuff. They came in with the thing. Okay, yeah, I'll buy some banana bread. I wasn't paying attention. Bought some freaking zucchini bread.
Oh, man, that is a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Wait, zucchini bread's good?
Zucchini bread stinks.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I do enjoy some zucchini bread, but that's like the bait and switch of the worst. Because banana bread. Yeah, exactly. Catfish with zucchini bread.
I'm looking
bread.
For this lovely, sweet, fruity banana bread, and I bite in, and it's vegetable bread.
It's vegetable bread.
That's two things that just never really go well together, unless there's meat or sauces of some kind. Bread and vegetables.
That's a good point.
Like, you're not going to make a lettuce sandwich.
I thought about it. Croutons. That's a bread.
Croutons,
but it has to be really crusty, crispy, really hard. It can't be a soft bread with vegetables.
Zucchini bread, dude. I don't even like zucchini, let alone baked into a dry piece of garbage.
I'm with you, Patrick. I enjoy a good zucchini bread.
Well, just to your credit, I'm very proud of you for your ability not to take pamphlets from people.
That's
quite a skill.
Yeah.
Put it on your resume.
That's like the not pulling ahead on the in the drive-thru lane to me. Is not taking a pamphlet. You know, you were talking about, you know, not pulling ahead when they go, oh, could you go ahead and please pull forward, sir, at the drive-thru lane? That's the equivalent right there. Him not taking a pamphlet.
You're rocking the social order.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. People can't believe it.
So do you pronounce the P at all? I understand the F is pronounced because it's PH, but is it pamphlet? Pamphlet? Or
pamphlet.
Pan? Or
like
pan? Pamphlet?
Yeah.
Or pamphlet?
Pamphlet.
Pamphlet. Yeah.
Ooh.
The more you say, the less it sounds like an actual word.
Yeah.
Pamphlet.
Exactly.
Pamphlet.
Yeah. I don't want to say
No,
that.
I don't like take pamphlets.
I especially feel like cook, that doesn't seem like a
curb.
Real word.
Right. Curb?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
another one. All I right. did that to myself when I was yeah. a kid.
But Patrick said, I'm not going to take the I'm not going to get the banana bread to support poor Texans. You know, poor Texans are better off than poor Arkansans.
I didn't say that to the guy. Let me just throw that out there, all right? But that was my general feeling.
Yeah.
I'm busy true. Supporting poor Arkansans,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah, good we're point. Just visitors
poor
here.
Poor Texan. All right, yeah. still drives probably a freaking 2019 Cadillac Escalade. They right. got Xbox Live. They got all the crap I'm working hard to get.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
There's a couple things I don't take pamphlets.
Get their food stamps and coal bars.
yeah, exactly. I don't look at baby pictures unless it's a baby I'm related to.
Unless it's your niece, duh.
Yeah. yeah. And I don't take tours of houses.
Tours of houses.
Yeah.
Just
you go to a party. Do you want to take the tour? Yeah,
oh.
good.
Yeah. yeah. I'll see it eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Drunk or not.
Hallway.
Why do I want to be more jealous road. Than I am now?
yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
Okay. Oh, you want to see pictures? Like, man, it's a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby.
I got it.
Yeah.
you know,
is
I can
it that
craft
baby
it.
Over there? Yeah, no need to see the pictures.
yeah, I can craft the image in my head, I think.
But she's kind of smiling, I think, in this.
Yeah.
yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Or is it a scowl?
I've been having to like tell my wife, stop putting the pictures of the baby on Facebook. All right. She put one like a topless photo of her baby on Uh-oh. Facebook recently. Man, there's creeps
yeah.
on there. They've been waiting. My daughter's tits are all over Facebook yes, right now.
That's horrible.
Okay. And she's a month old. Yeah. All right. Oh, it's way too early. I'm telling you, you're distributing child pornography at
That's
this point,
disgusting.
Really.
Absolutely.
So, got to stop this. We're not going to mm-hmm. be those parents. Oh, the first time the baby laughed. I don't give a shit. All right. The first time she like gets a job. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Good yeah. on her.
Yeah.
All right.
Put that
about
on Facebook.
First
yeah.
time you yeah. split a rick of wood. Let me
yeah,
know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Baby's first chainsaw. All right. Yeah.
I've noticed that people who just their whole Facebook is nothing but pictures just, of their kids.
And yes.
Dump it. Like here's yeah. 82 pictures yeah, yeah. of my baby in its crib.
And they have two photos of themselves.
Right.
And they have both of them have kitty cat ears on where they're using a filter yeah. because it slims your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 See, that's my problem. I'm terrible at taking pictures, especially selfies and stuff. Like, I don't understand. Like, why do mine always come out grainy? Do I just make pictures grainy when they take? But well, I'm not using the filters.
I was gonna say, and you ain't using an iPhone 13 Pro Plus Max thing.
This thing has like five cameras on it. Why is
true,
it? What are they
you
for?
Need six cameras to capture your beauty
in dark light,
yeah.
or low light.
I feel like
light.
I'm a ghost or something. Like, you just take a picture of me. It's all grainy. It looks like it's from the 1800s. Automatically sepia tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
That's right. Well, let's go ahead and get into it. Chris Rock, again, the problem with something happening on a Sunday or a Monday means we don't get to it for a week.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can watch our other show on Facebook Live to see how we acted in that moment on it.
Yeah, yeah. I think Denzel Washington slapped, what was it?
Idris Elba?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But I just did notice that it just took everything by storm. And it became at least on my Facebook feed, it became a woman versus man.
Yeah,
debate.
It did. It was kind of crazy.
Know, the men were like
people
laughing.
People were like, we're tired of hearing about Ukraine and Russia. Okay, let's hear about another war going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Did I saw a meme and it could have been very well fake or like I think it was a Twitter post. It was like everybody's talking about Chris Rock, yet Biden just, you know, increased the
the oil
the
prices.
Defense budget.
Oh, yeah. Nah, right. he increased gas prices
again.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Increase the defense budget by like $31 billion or something. I was like, that can't be. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I think he shut down some more oil pipelines.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did some other stuff. Yeah.
Defense I said budget's that like Monday. $900 billion.
Yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah.
another $31 billion?
Exactly. Doesn't matter. Just,
might as well.
Yeah,
that's one F-35. So
right, right. That's the first thing I said on Monday. Was like, this is a tactic to get everybody distracted so the government can get in and do what it needs and get out. Yeah. Right.
Finally get those chips in our blood.
I still believe it was a tactic by the Oscars.
Oh, definitely.
To get some ratings. And you know what happened? We're still talking about it today.
Yep. Right. You know who watched the Oscars before this?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That's right.
All right. And
the Hollywood elite. That's all that'll watch.
Yeah. Yeah. The people that were there, I guess they had to watch it. You
yeah.
know?
Exactly.
But no, it's the most ridiculous. Russia, why don't you invade us? All right, come on, man.
yeah, I had a. That's a great way to put it.
It's
apply Russia invading the Ukraine to Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, the frailest comedian available.
Yeah.
Well, I shared one of the memes that said, you know, it had The Rock up there reading the line, you know, Jada, see you in G.I. Joe or G.I. Jane 2. And then he was like,
that's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which he was doing before she cut her eyes at.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I could slap this. I could slap Chris Rock, no problem.
Yeah. Did you see the new clip that came out that shows Jada Plunkett Smith. She laughed after the slap, and I think there was a lot of people who were very much on her side who are now a little bit against her. Like, well, the laughing at it was taking it a little too far. But I tell you, who's trying to take it too far is this guy Jim Carrey. I don't know. He was famous back in the day. I think it was Ace Ventura or something.
Yeah,
maybe
like that.
Ace Ventura again. And I guess he's on quite the high right now because his next blockbuster hit, Sonic 2, is about to come out. So he's very much on cloud nine right now. He's suggesting that Chris Rock sue the Academy Awards for $200 million.
Hmm. That's about the average fighter's purse if you're a boxer.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so. I guess so.
Especially if you're Mayweather.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. This is the whole thing was staged. Like, let's just realize that was. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say
I lost my train.
No, you're
of thought
good.
On
no,
that.
I thought I was picking up on that, and I was about to throw in. I tagged. What's his name that recently Kobe Covington. I tagged Kobe Covington in a couple of those headlines. Chris Rock declines to press charges. I was like, Kobe Covington, take note.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because he pressed charges on Masvidal for jumping him.
Yeah.
And they're fighters.
Yeah.
And he was talking smack about Masvidal's family. So it's like, come on, that's the point.
Yeah, it's very similar.
You talk smack about somebody's family.
Yeah.
Either you get smacked or you don't.
Yeah.
You know?
All I got to say is the Republicans are having a heyday because this is just witnessing more black on black crime at the Oscars. I don't know. The whole thing was definitely very, very weird. It was a little bit. The only thing that's gotten me a little bit worked up about it is how many people are, might be influenced by this type of thing. How many people are more vindicated by, I got two guys looking at them.
No, I'm sorry, I'm listening. More vindicated?
Yeah, more vindicated to be offended, you know? Like, I've heard three people now, either through a Facebook post or in person, say the joke was in bad taste. And I don't think I've ever heard a joke in good taste. Maybe a knock-knock joke, but that's like, you know,
a Christian joke.
Yeah, that's like a nice wholesome joke. Like, jokes are always in bad taste. It's always going to be sour. It's going to turn to ash in somebody's mouth.
Yeah.
You know, why not Jada Plunkett?
Yeah.
And, I just.
She's not above being able to be talked about because she has a condition that causes her to lose hair.
Right.
Isn't fatal. It's not painful.
Yeah.
It is causing her to lose spots of hair. It's not even going. It's not cancer.
She still has the army buzz. Like, she has a head of hair.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
She's not shaved bald.
Exactly. The cause is stress, and the cure is wearing a hat.
All right. But she chose to shave her head. Why? Because she didn't want to have a bald spot.
Right.
Could one say that was vanity?
Hmm.
That she shaved her head.
Sure.
I.e., can you really complain about somebody making a joke about someone who shaved their head because the biggest news that came out of G.I. Jane 1 was that a very beautiful woman had, quote unquote, shaved her head in Demi Moore.
Right.
So it's not like it's, oh, let's make fun of the fact she has alopecia that causes her to lose spots in her head, but it's let's make fun about the fact that, you know, I don't know.
When God gives you alopecia, you make G.I. Jane 2 out of it.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah, she should capitalize on it.
It's bald.
Biggest reaction to one of the worst jokes I've ever heard.
Right.
You
know?
You are bald,
like,
Jay.
I am bald. Yeah. And I've tried Propecia, and it doesn't work for me.
Right.
Seriously.
He called you cue ball a couple days. And Chris Rock could have went in hard. Like, sorry, Kojak. I didn't mean to, you know, I didn't mean to upset you there.
And again, I'm thinking any other actors, not even tough looking guys, or excuse me, not actors, comedians. There are many other comedians that would have not taken the slap the well right. as well. Yeah. If it's real, can I preface to say, yeah, I don't truly believe all of this is exactly 100% real.
Right. Try slapping Jonah Hill these days.
Yeah.
See what happened to you afterwards, Will Smith.
Buffed out.
Yeah.
Buff Jonah.
Yeah. All comedians have to get buffed now. Try slapping Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly. Try right? slapping Carrot Top, bro.
Oh, no, yeah.
Kidding. But you know what
don't
I'm saying.
Don't slap Carrot Top. He's
but
bad. He's massive.
Buff, and he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? So you slap the wrong comedian.
Yeah.
You might get slapped back.
Yeah.
And I would have been I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I would have respected Will Smith had he slapped a comedian that would have slapped him back, because I want to see the fight.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. That's why I think the whole thing's staged, because Chris Rock's reaction. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, I guess, a whole lot about Chris Rock's personal life. Maybe he's used to getting slapped around. He's just, it's just another day for me. I would think the average man gets slapped on stage at the Academy Awards in front of God and everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have, at that point, if I was Chris Rock, I would have risked it. And he would have got his ass beat, mm-hmm. but I would have slapped him back. And I would have taken the ass beating afterwards.
Yeah. I would have dropped and straight nut punched, because there's no way I'm whooping the train to be Ali.
Something. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he took it. He shouldn't have.
Yeah,
is what
at
I'm saying.
At the very least, he should have went in harder with the jokes. At least box him that way.
Yeah,
you know. And I could see if this was real, you see Chris Rock. He says, "I won't, dude." You know, and then that's it.
Saying, "Don't keep my."
Yeah. And at one point, he's just kind of like, "Oh, I could." Whew.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. You know. So that's
and
the
he still
part
hasn't
I,
up to
he
this
still
point.
Hasn't. Yeah. Yeah. I did see I'm guessing it was a fake tweet, because I can't find it on Chris Rock's actual Twitter, but it was like, you know, I just want to say sorry to Jada and Will. I didn't know you had such a hair trigger on this. And, you know, it wasn't my intention to hurt you, and that's just the bald-faced truth.
Yeah, I love it.
But I guess that was fake.
I hope that, if that came out from Chris Rock, that'd be like, I'd be like, sweet.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good times.
Yeah. Once he's out of striking range.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now we have, I don't know this if it's real, this angle he's taken. He's taken the high road. I respect him, but everybody else just needs to shut the hell up about it, especially Jim Carrey. I read this, I know I mentioned it a second ago, but I read this article on Fortune yesterday.
That's
and
4chan.
Similar yet different.
Might as well be, I guess. But you got Jim Carrey saying, "Oh, I would sue everybody for $200 million. Frivolous, bro." And then...
that's his liar character there.
Yeah, and then
I got him 10.
The article is very much like pro Jim Carrey and his stupid thoughts on this stupid matter.
Yeah.
And then to back him up, they quote Kathy Griffin. Okay,
nice.
Who is just like, you know, I'm sorry. You know, she was in Seinfeld, and she was an annoying she was an annoying joke in that show. And then she cut off Donald Trump's head at one point to stay relevant. Do not quote her for any story if you're trying to back somebody up. I mean, Chris Rock's like, you know what? Maybe after reading that Fortune article, I deserved a slap in the face.
Yeah, so for being just involved in all of this.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. No, there should be no suing going on. I mean, if they punched him, if there was any damage, but it's a slap at the end of the day. It's just, there's no charges pressed. It's just on you if you're going to be a man and slap back.
And Chris Rock, I got to shout out to Chris Rock. He did not even touch his face.
Yeah.
Think about it. When you get slapped square in the face, even though it was poor form and the elbow was tucked and it was you know,
natural reaction,
very girly for the guy that trained to be Ali. But still, that slap, he didn't touch his face, and you know he wanted to.
Right.
But he didn't. Live millions watching. Well, probably only hundreds of thousands at this point, right? Yeah. But still, you know.
Well, whether it was real, fake, whatever, the one truth in this, if you went to Facebook and put some long post on your feelings about this thing, you're an idiot. I'm sorry.
Are you sure Chris Rock and Will Smith did not read their post?
Desperate are we for something, you know, to fill our meaningless lives, I guess.
People just love being outraged. They love being, like, offended, you know.
Trump's not president anymore, so we're kind of like in an outrage deficit right now, I think.
Right.
So we're relying on the Oscars.
Right. But it's very weird to see. It's almost like you'd think it's the other way. It's the liberals who are defending Will Smith.
Yes.
And the conservatives that are defending Chris Rock, because that just plays right back into their hand. They're just so offended.
No.
You know, they can't take a joke. Yeah. And then the liberals
Jada
are like,
broke the Second Amendment or commandment or something. I don't know. Whatever the thou shalt have the right to shoot the person who cheats on you.
Oh, yeah. Good point. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that was some of the jokes. It was like, he gets mad at him for making a joke about her, but he doesn't get mad at the guy that she cheated on him with. Mm. Like, that's completely together at the same time. He wasn't in the room when they were cheating. You know what I mean? That's not the same. That's not exactly the same. Now, again, I don't think Will Smith was in the correct, but you can't compare those two.
False equivalencies, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. Apples and oranges, dude.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's all we're going to say on the subject there.
I hope so.
Yeah. We have to talk about
it. I'd like
30
more minutes to talk.
Yeah.
Whatever. Do your thing.
Yeah. Well, I got a question here from the regrettable audience. This one's brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen. You have to say that part, right?
Oh, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Historic downtown Dequeen.
Historic.
Come on, man.
Yeah, historic.
Wow. Shit, acting like this is the first time doing this.
Well, here we go. My girlfriend may be making a huge mistake. We've been dating for 4 years, and we generally support each other. We have moved in together 2 years ago, and both of us have good jobs. We plan to marry during the summer and try for a kid afterwards. Sounds great.
Got it all planned out.
Yeah. However, 3 days ago, my girlfriend decided to quit her job in order to become an Instagram model. Before you all accuse me, I'm not worried about her cheating. My biggest concern is that she quit a decent paying job just to pursue this Instagram dream. She's even talking about being the next Kim Kardashian, in which she has her own empire. Well, to do that, my friend, she is going to have to cheat on you. While I have no problem, film it. And shove it in your face. While I have no problem with her trying for her dream or quitting her job is forcing me to pay all the house costs, begged her to at least get her job back and still do the dream, but she is adamant that I pay for everything. She even wants me to buy her expensive makeup. I don't have the time or money, but when I told her my concern, she screamed at me that I'm controlling her future. How do I calm her down and convince her to get a job and be an Instagram model?
Calm down, bro. I think that works.
And these people are in their 30s.
What?
Like
early 30s or late
early
30s?
Okay. 30 and 31.
OnlyFans. Come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's where Kim would have started if she started today, you know, and then would have been able to go on to the Instagramming, you know.
We kind of discussed this we talked about TikTok, I think, in the sense of that time, but we were I think at the moment we're talking about us and the ability to create content. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we're talking about the fact that if you want to be a content creator, you don't quit your job to then there start creating content.
Yeah.
You create the content as you're working hard to pay the bills.
Right.
Until the content, not until the content starts making money, because we've talked to plenty of content creators who have millions of followers who make $30 a month,
right?
And make beer money, as they said. Until that content you're creating starts paying the bills or making you enough money to pay the bills, that's when you say, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and quit my job,
right?
And do this content creating, this Instagram modeling thing, because that's what you're doing. If you're an Instagram model, you're still just a content creator,
right?
It's your body that's doing the creating content.
That's the content,
yeah.
And the picture is you creating it,
exactly. Yeah.
And it seems like you'd be able to do both, like work your job and then just get home, little makeup, little dress,
bikini,
or whatever whatever it is. And I mean, like, let me ask you, is she hot enough?
Yeah,
I know.
You got yourself in a classic conundrum here.
Yeah.
You got a hot girl. Girlfriend, but she's a freaking moron. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know, dude. How good's this? I mean, she give it to you all the time. If so, then ask yourself this question.
Right.
I got nothing more to say on that.
All right.
So is she good enough? Is it worth it? Whether you value the sex most, or the intimacy, or the people seeing her on your arm. Whatever you value most, is that worth her not making an income in hopes to show her body enough to strangers that she makes an income.
Yeah. Right, she's too busy like responding to the messages she's getting on Instagram to be intimate with you. Then that is probably an issue then.
Exactly.
But also, like, I was asking, how hot is she, as in, can she be a famous Instagram model?
Agreed.
Like, you know,
I don't think we were just much, assuming that you had to, I guess. But you're right. That's the first question.
Right. Like, how do you talk to her about that? Like, babe, you're just too ugly.
The spare tire in the midsection.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work on Instagram these days.
Can you tell your girlfriend she's just not hot enough?
Can you tell your girlfriend she has a dad bod?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't do that. So
30's too old.
Exactly.
You got to start when you're 19, I guess, right?
Agreed. Because everything's tight then.
Yeah.
By the time you're 30, things are loosening up.
Right.
Hey, you better put off those plans for having a child. I mean, or unless you're going to tailor to a very strange subject group of men out there, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good point.
Just posing with your baby and whatnot. Because that'll, and then
is there a
post-pregnant
fetish type
situation? I'm certain there is.
With the brand new baby and she's nude, like.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm pretty sure covering up all the good parts. And
I'm pretty sure there's something out there. There's a little something for everybody, isn't there?
Yeah. Like breastfeeding fetish, I'm sure.
People make fun and people joke about, you know, selling pictures of their feet or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess with all this gas prices, I'm going to have to start selling pictures of my feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That doesn't work.
No.
Not. There's plenty of feet out there, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty. You just go look at them. Yeah. Look at your own.
You start. selling pictures of your feet is a gateway. Way of making or thinking you're going to make money,
right?
Or friends or fans.
It's just the whole Instagram model thing. I just think it's a little played out. Obviously,
absolutely.
Like, how do
it's
you just
a joke
you
now.
Can't like become one now, right? Unless you are really have like
you have to
something
have millions
special.
Of followers already.
Yeah,
pretty much. Unless
before you start making any money and this and that. So what kind of empire? Like, why isn't she working on that first? Don't you have to build the empire and then show off the body? Or you show off the body, then you can start making a makeup line or something?
And
or
you're not really... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think a better tactic would be to buy like a little transit van and travel across the country, pretend to kill her, and then enjoy all the fame that comes afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Any type of fame, even infamy. Is good.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
You can gain a lot of followers and money doing that, I
Absolutely.
Guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Back to to circle all the way back around, any publicity is good publicity?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Still talking about the Oscars. Again, I got to say, you know, we're still talking about that
stuff.
Yeah,
it's the same situation.
Same thing, ultimately.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. For the first time ever.
That's a great point. We've done how many episodes of this over how many, you know, over a year, and we weren't talking about this last year.
The 15-second clip I saw of Chris Rock getting slapped is the most I've ever seen of the Oscars.
Right.
I love it.
Right. Yeah, I never watched them once.
And with the exception of on a couple of morning shows I've done where I named off winners, this is the most I've ever talked about the Oscars.
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously. So they got what they wanted. Yeah. If it was fake, if it was real, they got what they wanted out of something. They were hoping this would happen.
Yeah. I haven't seen many Ukrainian... profile pictures, mostly just support Chris Rock profile pictures now. So.
I did see the support Chris Rock. It was in blue and yellow, though.
Oh, okay. All right. So just hitting just two at once. Jump on two bandwagons at the same time. I don't know what kind of advice to give somebody about this.
If I will say this, if the Instagram model thing is new in the sense that before... The time y'all been dating and leading up to this moment, she was not into showing off herself or her body on Instagram, and this is brand spanking. Then you have the ability to say, "Hey, let's talk about this." I think,
right?
As somebody, as a partner of this person for a while now, but if they've been doing this their whole life, now they just. We didn't get enough facts. Maybe they started making money.
Right.
Maybe they're on the threshold of paying some bills with this. So now they're like, okay, I'm going to do this 8 hours a day and actually try to build that up. If that's the case, you were there. You already knew this could possibly happen.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Where'd the idea come from? Or her superior, like, at, hey, I have $50 to see a nude. Yeah, you know, or,
exactly.
I
mean, back to what you said. From. Just she'd get a Patreon.
Yeah.
Or a
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
She read a Tony Robbins self-help book and was like, you know what? I really need to capitalize on myself.
I guarantee Tony Robbins would not promote being an Instagram model.
Probably no.
Not. Or OnlyFans or anything like that.
No.
Keep it a hobby. All right. Yep. And
I'm a huge fan of Tony Robbins, by the way. I mean, he's got a, in the sense of his, the words he puts out there, his messages are true. Sure. I mean, you can be a positive, you know, promoter of yourself and do great things with
definitely.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying I listen to everything he's ever done, and I don't know if you may say, well, actually, I've done some research, and to tell you, let me tell you about Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I'm just saying what I've heard of him, I've enjoyed.
I'm a super fan.
Yeah, what I've heard of him,
I would certainly. Yeah. The only thing I would ever argue against Tony Williams or Robbins or any other
Robin Williams.
Too. Yeah, any is that remember the relationships in your life are so much more important than whatever willpower you have.
Gotcha.
I just think when I was 15, got with the wrong crowd, and all the 15, the decade and a half worth of parenting that my parents put into me were instantly erased
by
my best friend that I met a week ago.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Thought you were going to be best friends forever, right?
Yeah.
This is exactly.
Oh, the guy's dead, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Yeah.
I was trying to say with hobbies, I wanted to segue real quick because I have a friend, I guess, who's an avid listener. Just got himself into a new hobby. And this is, I was totally unaware that this is actually a hobby that's being passed down from his, not just his father, but his grandfather, and maybe even his great grandfather was a little bit into this.
Dang.
I thought this was really cool, but I saw a picture of or a video the other day of him driving a Soviet era main battle tank, and I was like, "Dude, where did you have the chance to do this?" And he's like, "Oh, it's my dad's. He's got two of them, T-55s. He just got a T-72, working on getting a T-80, and not even counting the Chieftain that he has and the several other. He wants to get an Abrams at one point, but this is what this guy's passion is evolving.
Collecting tanks.
He collects Soviet era main battle tanks.
Coolest dude I know of now.
Point. I'm definitely about to go to Tennessee to go see this guy.
That's cool.
And if he gets an Instagram page, nobody will like it. They'll just be looking at the ladies.
100,000 pictures of a lady in her bikini.
Yeah.
3 likes on the tanks.
Do they make the guns inoperable?
No. You can get the license to keep them going. Well, they're not machine guns or anything.
That's what? Anywhere?
In America. In now, America? He told me, I was like, how in the world do you get into this? And he's like, well, it's a long story. Here's there's a particular website that is all about people who collect tanks and other armored vehicles. And he's like, my dad's the main guy on this. Here's he linked an article that this is the 101 on buying a main battle tank and owning it as a personal vehicle. Oh my gosh. And I'll just say that a T-55 Soviet era tank, it costs you about $10,000 right now.
Really? That's not bad.
It's very affordable.
Is that in good working condition?
That's in decent running condition.
Running condition. Yes.
Okay, yeah, my Ford Ranger.
I was going to say.
About that price.
I'd rather roll the tank.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. You need a new vehicle.
Yeah.
Except for the import fees, the BATF licensing, the fact that you're going to have to ship it from a former Warsaw Pact country, and there are some countries where they don't have a whole lot of humor about being an intermediary for selling armored fighting vehicles.
So what's the final price then?
He said about $95,000.
About six figures, man, from 10 to 100.
Still,
that's
like
taxes.
Less, you know.
You consider yourself lucky if it's less than 100 grand per tank.
Right. Bentley or tank.
That's right.
What you gotta say.
I'd still go with the money. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd go with a tank, man.
And I was reading, I read a couple of comments from other people like, "Hey, thank you. This has been very helpful. I was needing a new tractor on my farm and I decided I was going to buy a D-72 instead."
Yeah.
And it does just fine. And
I bet it does.
Nice. Yeah.
I wonder, do you still do the walk around like you're buying a used car? Like, oh, what's the mileage?
It's just got Cirrus on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, hey, yeah, no yeah. tread kickers. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So how many piercings has this had yeah. in the past?
Yeah, and unfortunately this whole Ukraine Russia thing's been a real bummer. And specifically
they're taking those back and using them.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting blown up over there, yeah. you know. So yeah, it's a lot
Russia's
harder.
Like, bro, yeah. we're going to need a couple of those back.
Yeah. yeah. He said the easiest time was during the Obama years.
Oh, I bet.
Was to buy main battle tanks.
You'd
yeah.
think it'd be harder as a Democratic president. I mean, you know, because they want to shut down all guns. They want to steal everybody's guns.
Yeah.
Totally.
yeah. But I asked him, I was like, well, what about like, because I've always been really interested in like an MRAP or something like that. One yeah. of these wheeled armored yeah. personnel carriage, just yeah. big for yeah. mudding and yeah, driving yeah. around drinking and
with
stuff
your buddies,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. with your buddies, a great time, you know. And he's like, man, I honestly don't know much about wheeled vehicles. We only do tracked vehicles. Oh. I'm like, dude, that is
that's
pimp.
Cooler.
Yeah, that's yeah. pimp, man. Yeah, yeah.
Power the hipsters right of combat combat vehicle collectors.
Vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, man. I don't know
if
anything
you can't
about
get
wheels.
Your hair caught in the tracks, then we don't want to talk.
Yeah,
about.
That's right.
But this guy, 36 main battle tanks in his collection right now.
That's
could you imagine?
Crazy.
I mean, that's more than like a lot of countries out yeah. there having
could have
their military
tank wars,
right?
Yeah. Do you have like fake missiles that like only kind of that's confetti when it hits or something? That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
I worked at Backwoods Pest Control in Oklahoma City, one of my favorite jobs. That's not radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in this shopping center, huge shopping center, where there was multiple places of work, obviously. And then that right across the street was also owned by the same people, was a big storage facility. And a couple of the guys that owned one of the shops next to us, they had a tank in one of the storage units. And the first time I ever saw a tank in person
yeah.
that was operable, I've seen them in, you know, museums
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was operable. Was this guy who's like, you want to see? He's like, come check this out. We walked across the street to this storage facility. He opens the store, freaking tank barrel, like 3 feet from your face.
Yeah.
Huge tank. He like cranks it up, full tracks, and they were not rubberized yet. He was getting them rubberized. Mm. He had just bought it
To make it street legal.
Yeah, so he could make it, so he could drive it in parades and stuff. Yeah. Is why he wanted
McDonald's.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But he was like, watch this. Ching 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 ching. I mean, he was tearing up the concrete.
Yeah. Yeah.
As he drove it through, I was like, holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah. You make it strictly so rubberized tracks, two side mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Tank.
Blinkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta have the
blinkers. Yeah. 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 That'd be awesome.
Some brake lights. That's good. You know.
I would buy one, you know, three Russians burned to death in this tank.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Man. Worth 10,000 more per
That's
Russian.
Right.
I'm not interested in sentimental value.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to blow shit up, bro.
Those are probably cost less. They're a little stigmatized.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Is what I say. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it could be better. I recently learned that the largest machine gun that you can own in America only goes up to 40 millimeter, which is about the size of a Yeti tumbler. That's just the projectile, not the shell that launches it out there, out the barrel or whatever.
Right.
But this is America. Like, hey, we defeated the Soviet Union. Have their tanks.
Exactly.
Get them. Get as
We're
many
like
as you
Rome.
Can. Yeah.
We defeated them and then assimilated their weapons and everything. I will never own a tank.
Okay.
I can pretty much, I mean, hopefully one day I can.
No,
right?
not out of moral responsibility.
If I have the position at someday, I will absolutely buy a tank.
I'm already putting some subtle hints to Caitlin right now.
You've been thinking about a boat recently. A tank.
Like I said,
the boat?
Very subtle. I'm working on it right now.
Duck
you know?
Boat.
Yeah.
You know
with
how nice it would be.
A mounted gun. No.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, you know how handy it would be to have a main battle tank around the house?
Exactly.
Man, you'd be a hit in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's tank guy.
Yeah.
He's the only one who knows how to drive.
Jump
it.
On.
Yeah. But I just want to live in a country that allows tanks.
Yeah.
When we were coming back from Dallas, and you were asking me, you know, because it was a little sad, you know, and this and that. It's like, do you think you'd ever live in Canada? I was like, Canada? Can you have a tank there?
No, I don't.
That's classic
some
American
I don't
thinking.
Think you could have a tank in Canada.
That's classic American thinking. Like, I'm voting for like tax benefits for the rich, because I think I'm going to be rich one day.
Yeah, that's right. Like I'm going to move the guy that makes sure that I, if I ever want a tank, that I can have it.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing. I'm like, no, I'm not going to move to Canada, because what if I want a tank one day? Right. I'm getting a tank.
You know what? Biden does not support private ownership of battleships. No. So see if he gets my vote next time.
But I'd still, I mean, tank's cool.
Yeah.
But I think I would actually go for an APC or something like that. You know, like where, you know, just hop in the back. We're going to tear it up, you know?
I agree. Well, and honestly, I read this full article. It must have been a couple of thousand words. It was so well written, so interesting. I might have to link it to you guys in case you are serious. But the very much he ends the last paragraph. It's like, look, buying a tank is just not for everybody.
the upkeep, the maintenance.
Yeah, exactly.
APCs are pretty, it's a pretty easy game to get into. And it's not as glamorous as owning a main battle tank. But, you know, if you want to start and make sure that this is the right thing for you to do, start with an APC.
Yeah.
You can probably get out for less than $20,000 total price.
Yeah.
You know, shipping and everything.
That's like the new rap star. He wants a Lambo. But he realizes you got to pay insurance,
property tax.
We'll start with a Miata.
So just get you like a red eye, and you'll be good to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Get you one of those bad boys that's made by Dodge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I bet a Humvee is a great introductory into weaponized weapon vehicles.
Yeah.
Weaponized vehicles.
Wasn't that just a vehicle?
Unimog, you know? Something, you know, a military truck, not a APC.
Yeah. A deuce and a half.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I've always wanted to own a one of those tornado chasers.
Oh,
I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're very aerodynamic, but they're also steel. They're like a tank, but made to go into a tornado.
It's like the heavier the wind is, the closer they are, they get to the ground.
They're like scraping the ground in the tornado. It's pretty cool. That would be neat to then weaponize.
Yeah.
Put a rotating gunner
like
on there.
Flamethrower.
Man, like a tornado thrower. It's good with you. Like it's something that just.
It goes out in front of you.
Yeah, or it's automatic tornado thrower.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about for duck hunting.
How about one of those.
With a silencer. You know,
boat things that was at Normandy? That you could drive, and then he drives onto land. Isn't that
the duck boat?
From Tiki Cruise. Absolutely.
Used to be able to go in Hot Springs and take one of them, and then one sank.
Until
they all died. And now they're like, we have at the Tiki Bar, they have to like infuse it into their building.
It's the bar.
It is the bar.
Let's drink it where these men died.
Big shout out to them. They got a new boat.
They do.
We make it to utilize.
Yeah.
If you're listening now and you want to come see us live this summer.
The SS Regrettable.
Yeah. I hope they called it that.
Yeah. There's a lot of different. We're going to talk about this next week. Start thinking about what your favorite tank or military vehicle would be to get, purchase, and drive.
Okay.
And I want plan.
I would love a Scud.
Dude, I was thinking of a Scud earlier. Yeah. It just it's not operable, but you don't have to know that.
No.
Next time you get into a fight at Easy Mart or something, you're like, look away. That's from.
I think.
Do you remember Don't Be a Menace?
Yes.
While drinking juice in the hood. He's got that box truck with the big missile launcher. Do we have a problem here?
That's enough of that. I got to use a Scud for a little varmint control around my property. Damn armadillos. Yeah.
Oh, a Shilka.
Oh, yes.
That would be cool.
Mine would be the Apache.
Oh, straight hell. Yeah. Okay, so we're going airplane.
I'm strafing. Jay
knows how to fly helicopters, he's already...
Not around a Shilka. You wanna watch your ass around my Shilka.
Yeah. Actually, the SR-71 spy plane, I had that, AKA the Blackbird.
Yeah.
I had that on my wall, so I may be you guys' eyes and ears in the sky.
Do y'all want to play rock, paper, scissors with military vehicles?
Again, we just need to get confetti missiles. That would be awesome.
Confetti missiles like coming at you.
Big Nerf missiles.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
88 millimeter Nerf bullet.
Oh, we need the, what are the, what we're talking about, the little balls that the QBs or whatever they.
Oh yeah, the what are they called? Squeezies or
squeebies?
Something. Yeah, squeebies.
Squeebies.
They're those little balls
that you shoot each other.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the little water balls.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like the size of a BB, but then they grow all big when you put them in water.
Yeah, cannon size ones. Of those and splat all over.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Wow.
They got paintball. Yeah.
Oh,
paintball mounted on a VTOL.
I used to play competitively paintball. I was just a kid, but playing with my best friend's dad who played competitively, and we were good. So he was like, here's some automatic guns, play with me. You know, I mean, we were just young, but we could get through. Anyway, I bought a grenade, a paintball grenade.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Once. It's just a little cap that you pull the thing off and toss it. And when it hits the ground, it breaks open like this, and then like helicopter spins paint everywhere.
Oh, nice.
So
that's
like
the shrapnel.
Like, yeah, that's the shrapnel. Yeah. So it was cool as heck.
That is cool.
Boys and they toys.
I know.
Yeah, I do find the paintball and airsoft stuff is great for when you're kids, but the men who are super into it, and I've seen so many videos of guys who were like, yeah, go, and then they get in, they're like, ow.
Yeah.
It's like, it hurt. I hit him, and he didn't stop.
Judge.
Paycheck.
Yeah. All right, that's enough for today. What
that's
do you guys
enough
think?
Enough out of you, yeah, boys. Yeah, yeah.
Big thanks to Laura Lindley, attorney at law in historic downtown DeQueen. Big shout out to the Tiki Boat, and big shout out to Mountain Fort Brewery and Hochtown Distilling Company.
And a big shout out to you guys, because this is some of my best hours of the week.
Of course.
Every week. Seriously.
Big time. I love editing it, too.
Some more to this.
Yeah. Today's going to be a bitch.
It is.
Support America, buy a Russian tank.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I like it.
I think mine would be the Abrams.
Abrams is cool.
That's like the rounded.
Yep.
A little more. Old school Abrams.
Yeah. Okay. Quantity. You need like 10 Abrams.
That's
right?
true. You know, it's the weakness. Like, yeah.
No. But still, 10 Abrams. Have every one of your kids driving one as well. Yeah. And now, you know,
you
might lose Jackson. You might lose Julia, but you will win the battle.
I will send those two out front.
That's right. All right. Well, that's gonna do it. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.